Welcome to Beneath the Calm. Thank you for joining us today. I'm so happy that you're here with us today. And today we're going to be talking about healthy living from inside out. I'm Jacinta Yang, your host here, as well as a host on Self-Aware Soul podcast on Spotify. This space is for all of us together here to talk about life matters, a space where we share tools and insights about challenges that we go through, and a space where you feel safe and feel non-judged. Anyways, life matters not only include a mental, physical, and wellness. So aside from life challenges, a life is also part of our health. And today we have Julie Daniloff joining here. She's a founder, co-founder of Circ Revolution, Circ It, Work It. And she has so kindly come to share with us her insights on life matters, healthy living from inside out. So, Julie, welcome to Beneath the Calm.
Thank
And
you so much, Jacinta.
could you please share a little bit about yourself and a little bit about a story, how we got here together or how we knew each other?
Thank you so much, Jacinta. I'm a huge fan of yours and so grateful to have this time with you today. So thank you for sharing your energy with me. I have to say that it's 43 years to get here, so I'll make sure that this is the truncated version. The story, lest I bore your listeners to death. But essentially, the start of it all was really when I was a tween. I was in competitive dance with my two amazing sisters, and we had a very good friend of the family who decided that he would have a 50th birthday party. And at that 50th birthday party, he rented a flying trapeze, and that flying trapeze system was set up. We had the rig, we had all of the equipment, we had the coaches, and up my sisters and I go. And the rest, as they say, was history. So fast forward. Now it's been 16 years. I mean, obviously, we went through our education and did all the things, what have you. But then when we concluded our formal education, my sisters and I got together and we said, we really should start a business. And so we've been 16 years in business running Circ Revolution events and Circuit Work It. It was just after that. And so I'll just distinguish. So Circ Revolution Events is a company that specializes in the circus arts. So everything from aerial hoop, trapeze, we have ground acrobatics, we have all manner and levels of dance. It's just a beautiful company, and we're so grateful because we participate in over 300 special events a year. So that's one of the companies. The other company is Circuit Work It. It is a studio based out of Mississauga, Ontario, Canada, and we teach the circus arts. So kids from, 4 to 92, really anybody can be a circus artist. And so we love sharing the art form. We love teaching the art form. And so that studio runs 7 out of 7 days a week, and we always have classes of all levels. Concurrently, alongside, running brick and mortar businesses, I started an Arbonne business about 14 years ago. So I've been very proudly an independent consultant with Arbonne for all of this time. And that's really how actually you and I ended up meeting, Jacinta, because you and I ended up finding common ground in our passion for healthy living inside out. And of course, it was just been such a beautiful journey from there. I'm so grateful that you gave me the chance to have a conversation with you way back then, because we wouldn't be such dear friends today had we not opened the door to the discussion about what does it really mean to be healthy from the inside out. And I think you and I are both on that path.
Yeah, and with us both being in the event industry, you know what that is like. Life can be just on the go, nonstop, and practically, I think our health kind of take a back seat.
I
Can I
agree,
say that?
Jacinta. I actually think that the events industry, we're one of the most the least healthy industries, in my opinion, because of the long hours, because of the erratic sleeping schedules, because of all of those external factors. I think event professionals, wherever people work in the space, whether it's entertainment like me, whether it was decor and floral like you, and all the things, it doesn't matter if you're a planner, like it's all manner of insanity when it comes to the pacing of the events profession. And so healthy living really goes by the wayside. And I'm so glad that you and I connected on that all those years ago, because we've been able to not only help each other, but then help so many other people as well.
And I recall you had a little health scare just before you came to me for a healing session. Can you tell me about that? I think it has something to do with your heart. I guess all that long hours and
Yes.
stressful job.
Yes, absolutely. So it was, now I know it was something called vasovagal syncope, which basically essentially is, I put myself in that state when, of course, accidentally, I was working a very long shift. I don't think I had slept for, 2 days. We had an insane, I remember the show was absolutely beautiful. We had like 20 performers, 10 costume changes. And I was one of those crazy people that I could do everything on my own. And yes, me and my, I mean, when I say on my own, it was me and my sisters, but like we really needed other support to help us. And so I had a major health emergency, ended up in an ambulance, and I just remember thinking to myself, like, there has to be a better way. Burning oneself out is not the way to do this life. And so yeah, that was the jumping off point from, okay, I really have to stop expending all of my focus out elsewhere and making sure that I look
You're
after
healthy.
myself. Exactly. Because I can't help anyone or do anything if I'm in an ambulance, right?
And
So.
I recall after you had a healing session with me, you felt that the sessions that I offer was something that would be beneficial to your mom. Can you share a little story about your mom's?
Absolutely. So I have thought for years that, well, my mom and I had always said, we think you have a gift, like to her, because just crazy things would happen that we couldn't explain or really justify in any way that would make any logical sense. So I'll give you an example. So like we'd be, I don't know, sitting at the table or something, and she'll say, I'm really worried about your dad. Julie, pick up the phone and give him a call. Just make sure he's okay. And I'd be like, Ma, he's fine, whatever. Pick up the, and I, as I raise the phone, I'm like, click, hello? Like, and my dad's already on the phone. So the exact moment that, like, he was calling us at the exact moment that she was telling me to call him. I was like, who does this? Like, you have some superpowers that nobody is aware of, right? Like, it's so funny. Anyway, so things like that would happen all throughout my childhood. We have so many stories of she would just pluck something out of the air. She'd all of a sudden she'd start talking about somebody, and then they'd show up at the door. I'm like, we haven't seen that person in 6 years. Like, I don't even know where that came. You know what I mean? So she would do things like that. And so we had this sort of prerequisite. And then she went through some health challenges. And in those challenges, we had tried what we felt like was absolutely everything. We'd gone to neurology. We went to ear, nose, and throat. We went to endodontist for all these imaging. We did everything you could ever imagine as far as the regular healthcare path, but there was a missing link, and there was something there that was just not clicking. And that's when I recommended that she have a conversation with you, because as we know, like, our mind is so powerful, and that we all within us have so many gifts. And also the gift of the ability to heal ourselves in so many ways. And I'm so grateful that you two had that first conversation, because it's led into so many other things. Not only her feeling so much better, but also just having tools. Because I think the mental tools, a lot of the time, is what we lack when we're in crises or when we're in those situations where there's an emergency. Because we were in a period there with her where we had so many concurrent emergencies that were happening health-wise. And it was a very traumatizing time for all of us because we were scared. And I think it really helped her to have your support, Jacinta, because there is that conversation about there's definitely something more here. There are other things that we can explore on the energetic side. And so I'm just so grateful that you two connected in that way. So thank you for that.
Yeah, and I recalled initially when I did remote healing, she felt so much better. But of course, not having the tools to manage her gift, she would ultimately get sick again. And I'll be honest with you, at that time when you told me your mom, landed up in emergency again, and I was not sure how open you were for me to let you know that there is beyond the medical part of it. And I had to kind of take the risk on telling you that, your mom has a gift, but she need to manage her gift well so that she's not being affected and bombarded by all the energy that she's picking up that she didn't realize she was picking up. So I'm so glad that you were open to it and you listen to the outside of the box that most people are aware of, not aware of, and I wasn't sure if you were going to be skeptical to take what I have to say. And fortunately, I'm so glad that you were not closed and you were open to it. And then your mom started her healing journey, and that's when she started the journey, and I started giving her tools how to manage her gifts. And I think one of the most rewarding thing was when your mom would say, "Jacinta, it's 3 months now I've not gone to the hospital. It's been 4 months now I've not gone to the hospital." So that was really nice to know that she was managing her energy, managing her gifts, and knowing how to navigate through those energies that she was picking up. And it has been really good to know that she is able to practice those tools I've given her. And I don't know how you feel about it, but you too
Oh,
have the gift.
I'm convinced of it
We
now.
always get
Thanks to
connected.
you.
We
Yeah,
will be calling
exactly.
each other at the same time.
Yes, exactly. So hilarious. And I do think there's so much value in having the tools, right? I think life is a series of journeys. We have to go down different paths at different parts of our lives. And the more we have really in the toolkit of things that can help us, truly, it can be life-changing. So, as we've seen with my mom's journey and mine and so many others. So grateful for that, Jacinta, and very fortunate to, that we're still in this conversation together.
And we'll be going into break shortly, but before we go into break, I just want to say that to our listeners that if we actually fill our toolbox, right, of all the tools that we need to navigate through life challenges, then we are prepared. We're prepared for anything that life is going to hit us with. And so I will encourage you all that if you feel that you're missing some tools, reach out and or do some research to see what tools you need. Sometimes you may not even know what tools you need unless you actually reach out for help and support and find out what tools that you need, because each individual person need different type of tools. It's just like when you're constructing something. For each project is a different tool. So we'll be coming back soon from our break, and we'll continue this conversation.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant. And on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a high-achieving, growth-oriented leader? Are you interested in developing your authentic leadership while creating a healthy, inclusive workplace? Hi, I'm Dr. Mira Bronku, host of The Hard Skills on talkradio.nyc at 5 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays, where we discuss how leaders develop the hard skills needed to make a greater impact. We interview experts, have live coaching, and tackle these challenges. Listen to The Hard Skills on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a purpose-driven individual looking for deeper healing, clarity, and growth? Welcome to the Expansion Room, a transformative space for purpose-driven individuals. I'm Siobhan Lurice, host, licensed therapist, and coach. Join me every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Welcome back to Beneath the Soul. Thank you for being here today. Joining me is Julie Denilov, with whom we're going to explore what it is like to be, what it really means to live healthy from inside out. So Julie, after your health scare, can you share what you did?
Thank you so much for asking that question, Jacinta, because I think there's always an opportunity, and anytime any of us go through a challenge, there's always an opportunity to learn from it, grow from it, and do better. And I think that was the great gift in that challenge, was that it made me pay attention and wake up. And serendipitously, I was so grateful because somebody had reached out who was in a wellness business. And she said, "Jules, I just started with a health and wellness company. I'd love to tell you all about it." And so off I go to coffee with this lovely person who, you know, I had only met once, but you know, when you have good energy with somebody, you just, anyway, we stayed in touch and off I go to learn about her business. And it turned out she represented a company called Arbonne, and which is basically a vegan health and wellness company. And I was intrigued because when I went to be with the community, I realized, oh my gosh, there are so many people in this space who care so much, not only about their own health, but also uplifting the health and well-being of other people. And I just thought, I have to be in community with these people. I must be in community with these people because they're clearly doing something I'm not, which is focusing on their well-being. And I think it's very powerful when you're around groups of people who are moving in a certain way, doing things in a certain way. You can't help but be impacted and affected by the good habits that you're surrounded by. So people who prioritize sleep, people who prioritize nutrition, people who prioritize movement and made sure that they were educating passionately about those things, you know? And so I think because I was open to the conversation of like, what else can I do here? Or what else? I wasn't doing anything for my health and well-being. I mean, I thought I was before the health scare. And here I was being like, actually, I was doing nothing. So really, anyways. And so when you're around those kinds of people and those kinds of conversations, you can't help but be influenced. And I surely was. And that's where, I was brave enough to open up the conversation with you, Jacinta, at a random networking industry event that we found ourselves at. And then, of course, we got down the protein sort of track and how important it was to prioritize that. And, the rest, as they say, is history. You know, we ended up having a great story, actually, to share about that in particular. But certainly, it's one of those things where when you start bringing things into focus, like your well-being, like your overall health picture, I think your life can change forever. I mean, I look at pictures of myself then, like 29 years old. I think I look younger today as a 43-year-old than I did as a 29-year-old. I look, my inflammation, like my face was out to here. I had so many challenges. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what was even happening? I was supposed to be in the prime of my life now. Now I feel like I am. Do you know what I mean? And so I think that's also the power of implementing, of putting all those tools together, whether it, you know, on the physical side, but then also very much what you do, Jacinta, on the energetic side, getting those aligned. And when you can do that, I think there's a better possibility for our health, and there's more available to us than we could ever imagine.
And you're right, actually, talking about healthy living from the inside out, I work through energy work and do healing with energy work. I got into it because of my own health challenges. And I met you around that time. And it was very, I had issues with my digestive system, and there was no way. There was absolutely no way I was going to ingest anything that I didn't know or was not familiar with. And when you introduce the protein shake to me, and I told you that I was lactose intolerant, and there's no way I was going to ingest. And you assured me it was vegan, and it was, it was natural and gluten-free and all that stuff. But when you are struggling with your digestive system and you feel awful all the time, if you eat anything, you hurt. You eat anything, you're not having a quality of life. And that's why I was very reluctant to try that. And fortunately, I guess you left me some samples, and I was going through a very rough period. I wasn't eating for a few days, and I just remember you told me that there was no it was lactose free and gluten free and all that. So I thought, okay, after having tried so many things, eaten so many things, I've always heard, and it won't hurt me to at least try it. And fortunately, it didn't. I was fine, and then it became my three meals. And soon, that I was actually, now I'm eating well, and thank you for that. And I'm so sorry if I was rude by saying there's no way I was going to try it. But I'm so glad that we have a great friendship. Your friendship means a lot to me. You've been a great support in everything that I do, both in my healing work and outside of the healing work, the community work that I do. And I just want to thank you for helping me and supporting me. And when I created the Empower Her event in support of Hospice Georgina fundraising, and me and technology are not best friend quite yet, but I'm better at
You're getting
it.
better all the time. I'm like, Jacinta,
And
you can give me a class now. Okay, I'm so proud of you. You're doing
you
awesome.
recall the time that my energy used to affect the technology so much that it would just freeze the
We've spent
laptop.
many conversations on frozen calls. Hilarious. Oh my gosh. But we've
So,
gone beyond that now, which is amazing.
and what I like you to share also. I think what I'm really happy to share, and I'm proud to share, that we have such a great friendship, and you have a similar value as I do, wanting to help people around us, not just friends, but anyone we meet, we're just so ready to help. And I'm so glad that you have now created a community where we do health and wellness event. And I'd like you to share about that,
Yes,
because
absolutely. And also, Jacinta, the gratitude is reciprocated. I'm so grateful because it's been such an amazing friendship. And we've had the benefit of being able to help each other throughout the journey, right, over all these years, which is incredible. So with that, I know that because of our shared mission of helping people with healthy living inside out, in the various modalities that we have in the various streams, having our quarterly wellness event that we open up for free to our communities is always a highlight of for me, absolutely. I know we can only do it every few months because it's a big effort for all of us, and making sure we have all the amazing people and practitioners and facilitators, including yourself, all lined up so that we can create these healing experiences. And I use that word very deliberately. I do believe that when people come into our event, we like it's the whole mantra is leave people better than how you found them. And so between everything that they get to do, from, you know, the dancing, the strength training, to the meditations, to the sound baths, to any of the little facilitated sessions where we have, you know, practitioners come in and have very detailed conversations around certain parts of our health. I mean, it's such an uplifting and soul-filling experience every single time. I always feel better after we leave because it is such an enriching experience to be in the room with all of these people. And so we open that up every quarter. We do it in Mississauga and it is wonderful. So certainly if you are in GTA at large, even if you're outside of the GTA, please don't hesitate to get in touch. We'd love to welcome you into our community wellness events because they are extraordinary. And we host them at our circus studio, which is Circuit Work It in Mississauga.
So Julie, please share what led you to create this event, please.
You know, I felt like after the pandemic and all of the things that went on or that didn't happen during that time frame, it felt like people needed community more than ever. And between our all of our communities combined, whether it was the circus community, whether it was our Arbonne community, whether it was all of your clients within your community, with especially with energy healing, that we all needed a space where everybody could just come together face to face and connect. Because I do believe that there's so much power in being able to interact and be in the room together. There's something energetically that cannot be replicated online. Yes, we can do things distance, absolutely. And there's so much value in that. And there's also the elevated opportunity when we can put people in the same space together.
And I really loved that event. When you told me you were starting that, I was more than happy to facilitate the healing meditation part. But I love all the other facilitators, you know, their part. And could you tell us a little bit more about all the different things that are at this event when we come back from a break? Because I like you to paint a picture for our listeners, what is included in this Elevate Your Wellness event, so that in case if anybody would like to join us and have a really fun, great day and make new connection and feel, you know, energized and healthier. So that would be wonderful. I would love for you to share that when we come back from our break.
Misalignment within your sales team or with a client stalls deals and creates unnecessary friction for you and the client, resulting in up to 37% lower win rate. If you're in pre-sales, sales, sales management, or sales enablement, and you'd like to increase revenues, win rate, margins, client satisfaction, and stay competitive, this show is for you. Hi, I'm Art Fromm, host of the Making Seamless Sales Show. Please join me live Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
Hey everybody, it's Tommy D, the nonprofit sector connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
Hi, I'm Linda Marsanico. The A Train to Sedona is a memoir about my journey to love and compassion. It's also the name of my new broadcast on Wednesdays at 12 noon. When we are spiritual, we embrace possibilities and ideas, which strengthen our mind, body, spirit, health, and wisdom. On the A Train to Sedona broadcast, I plan to interview guests who embrace these expansive practices. Join us on Wednesdays at 12 noon on Talk Radio New York City.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to Beneath the Calm. Thank you again for being with us today with Julie Denilov, who's going to be talking about the healthy living inside out. And we'll continue from where we left off before the break about the healthy living event that you have organized. What's that, quarterly?
Yes, quarterly. And it never seems like it's enough. I feel like I could do one every week and be happy about it, you know. But in any case, with respect to the event, to answer your question, Jacinta, we have, the nice thing is that we have several sessions that are largely consistent, and then we sprinkle in additional sessions from guests who happen to be practitioners in different modalities and in areas of life. So for example, this last session we did just a few days ago, there was a kinesiologist. Actually, she's one of our amazing coaches at the at Circuit Work It. But anyways, she was talking about bone health for women in perimenopause and menopause. Now, of course, the advice certainly is helpful for men as well. So men were in the room too, but specifically, we had a focus on that. We also had a phenomenal practitioner who gave us a mini power talk on becoming extraordinary. So somebody else in the health and wellness space. So those are examples of facilitators that come in, you know, our guests every once in a while. And those are always different. And then the core sort of things that we tend to do in those sessions is we always sample, you know, we had a beautiful smoothie bar that just happened a few days ago. You know, of course, we can't have an event without, you know, protein shakes, of course, right? Our favorite, vegan, gluten-free, soy-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, all the things, you know, that Arbonne stands for. And we have all the recipes, the bars, things of that nature. So that's all the sampling. And then when we go into the studio, we open it up with a really energetic session with one of my very good friends and mentors. And I know one of your very good friends, Jeanette Guimond, she owned a dance studio for 24 plus years, right? And so she knows how to dance. And
that's
anyways,
one of my favorite.
It's
actually all my favorite.
It's so fun, right? Because they all have, you know, they're unique. And she always puts on different music and we always do different moves, but it's so fun. So it brings the energy up with some dance, you know, just 5 to 7 minutes. And then we go right into some sort of strength training. My sister, Samantha, who is my business partner, not just in the circus endeavor, but also with respect to Arbonne, she is, oh my gosh, of all things, she's going into a bodybuilding competition in a few days. And so we were like, please don't hurt us. Hilarious, right? I was like, I think you forget what's hard, you know. Anyways, we were doing a strength session. She gives lots of modifications, so it's fine. And so many people after that session, they're like, I'm realizing I don't work out like well enough, like I don't push myself enough, right? Like hilarious. So
I think men would like those exercises.
Oh, I agree. I mean, oh my gosh, tricep push-ups. She's like all like this. I'm like, I need a modification. To the wall, you know, hilarious. But anyways, so she, you know, we have something of that nature. My sister Elisa will typically do something as well, who's amazing, sister, business partner, all the things. And then we'll have yourself, Jacinta, give some sort of healing meditation, which is always so blissful and so peaceful. It's just glorious. And then we typically have a grand finale of a sound bath. A very good friend of ours, fellow consultant, Lisa Hart-Splain, she is also a musician, actually having a CD release party this month, which we're very excited about. But anyways, that's neither here nor there. So she will end up doing her sound bath as the close. And we love it. She is just extraordinary. And anybody who is a friend who is, you know, watching this and has experienced a sound bath with Lisa and wants to know more about her CD release party, obviously just get in touch and we'll make sure you get the information. So anyways, she is extraordinary. And I feel like those elements, and there's nothing that takes an extraordinary amount of time, right? Just into everything's 5 to 7 minutes. So it's just sort of a taste of everything. And a sampling, I guess, would you say? And
actually, even the sampling itself is very uplifting.
Mm-hmm.
I just absolutely love all the different sessions. I have to say, Sam's session is the hardest. And when I see her, I was like, oh my God, Oh, I'm starting to feel
The burn before we even get started.
that.
It's like, you're scaring me. Thank you. Hilarious.
And then when I don't see her and I see Elisa, okay, yeah, a little bit, this will be a little easier. But what I really love about Jeanette is that you get exercise, but it's so much fun. And
Yeah.
it's like you don't even realize you've had an exercise because you're too busy
Having
enjoying
fun.
it, right?
Don't you love that? Yeah, it's
Yes.
so that's the key, right? Making movement fun, and she
Yeah.
does that so brilliantly. And I will say, I'm so happy that Jacinta, because we've mentioned it, but we didn't get to it yet. I was so happy that we were to take kind of a version of that event and help you create a fundraiser for
Yes.
Women's Day and Women's
And
Hospice. That
everybody
was
loved it.
an incredible event. Oh my
Yes.
gosh. So, I mean, and congratulations to you on putting on such a meaningful function up in Keswick where you are. I thought it was so well done, and you should be so proud of yourself.
And actually, the attendees said that was very soul lifting, the event. So that was very nice. And I want to thank you for helping me organize that and, donating your time in making that happen. Now, when you started this wellness thing from inside out, can you give us some practical tips? What are the daily ritual and what people can adopt to make this healthy living inside out?
Yes, I love that, Jacinta, because it is about habits and it is about a daily ritual. Absolutely. I actually today was just, as we do, we're online and we're looking at things, and I came across this beautiful sort of it was like circles that all were in like a line, but they were all overlapping each other. And it says, first it's an intention, then it's a behavior, then it's a habit, then it's a practice, then it's second nature, then it is simply who you are. And I love that because it's so true, right? We start with an idea always, and then we have to go through those circles in order to truly embed something, as far as making it, incorporating it, aiding it into who we are. So as an example, like I'll just, give you sort of a few life examples of what has really worked for me. And, I absolutely love to hear yours as well. And I think that also too, we have to remember there are different times of life and different things that will work well in different stages, right? As we go. If we're so fortunate that we get to age, which is the highest privilege, right? And we're able to age well, then, part of our responsibility is putting those habits and best practices into place so that we can be the fullest expression of ourselves, not just for ourselves, obviously, so that we can have a beautiful experience, but also so we can help other people do the same. And so, with that spirit, every single morning, we decided, my husband and I don't know, maybe it was 6 years ago now. Yeah, I think it's like literally 6 years, but we were having this the hilarious sort of scenario, which I'm sure lots of married couples have, if you've been together any, sort of period of time, which is you are in the same house, but you're not talking. Like you're this person's working over there, this person's then, and then you're kind of like, and all the things. And we're like, we never have like a solid time. We never felt like we had a solid time where we could just have conversations, discuss plans, work out problems, figure out solutions to things, all of that, right? And we didn't really have a set time. And so we decided for not just our physical well-being, but also our mental well-being, because, when you're off kilter with your partner, also that really is not helpful for your mental health, right? So we decided collectively that we were going to take at least one walk a day. And so we were like, didn't matter what happened, didn't matter where we were in the world, didn't matter what the schedule is, we were going to do one walk a day. And so it was kind of random to get started with, but then when we got into a groove, we figured out, like, oh my gosh, what if we actually saw the sunrise every day? Wouldn't that be so cool? We happen to live by the lake, Lake Ontario, and so like walking distance, you just walk down, the lake is right there, the sun, fabulous, right? And we were like, okay, winter, rain, summer, who cares? Let's just go. It will force us to get outside, but also it will make it a habit, so we have to talk to each other, right? We have to figure out, do all the things. Hilarious. And anyway, we have never stopped. It's been 6 years, and I have to say, both our physical health has. I mean, imagine, just add up all those steps. If you know, whatever, 45 minutes, 3 point whatever, you know, kilometers a day, you know, times however many years, right? Like, this can only be progressively better for you the more you do it, right? And so it's one of those anchors or one of those habits. It's just lifestyle. It's not like a magic pill. It's not a quick fix. It's just like, hey, we do this thing every day. This is what we do. It has had absolutely incredible sort of impact in our lives. So that's like one example of a habit that you kind of start with an intention, and then you know, start taking the actions. And now it's just part of who we are.
Actually, that's very similar to what I teach my client in the Healing Journey program. When I give them the tools to start using it, of course, at first it's a little bit awkward learning how to use it. And then eventually you get a little bit more comfortable with it. And then you start to implement it as part of your life. Then it becomes a habit. Then it becomes part of you. It's just so true. Now, Julie, as you know, with me, I was one of those skeptical people about all this product. Now, you know my story. How about sharing some of the story? How do you help people overcome that skepticism? With me, with the healing energy work, it's the same thing. People are skeptic of what I do. But what's really nice is, especially when I'm working with a client and their partner, when they see the result of what I do, I think then they start to think that there is something to this. So I guess that skepticism goes away. So aside from my story, share a story from your clients, and how has that helped, you know, help you to overcome this.
Help others. Yeah, I love that, Jacinta. And I love that you have so many testimonials. It's like, well, here's proof. You know, you don't need, you know, as far as, you know, helping people see that actually just try it, right? Like, what is the worst that happens? Like, that's what I always say to people. The worst thing that happens is you tried and it doesn't work. Is that really the worst thing? You know, but best case scenario is you try it and it changes your whole life, and you never could have imagined your life otherwise, right? That's the same. So when we're talking about, you know, it's funny because we have such parallel journeys, and but so when I talk to people about our products, the Arbonne products that I represent, what ends up happening is, you know, the skepticism is, of course, I can bring up all kinds of stories, just like yourself, testimonials. But I just tell people, honestly, the proof is in the pudding. Give it a try for 90 days. If you're not, you know, if it's just, it's not working out, then totally okay. Like, no harm, no foul, right? We have a 90-day money back guarantee as far as the products are concerned. But very quickly, because I know you have to go to a break in just a second. Very quickly, I had a client who was reluctant to try our 30-day program. She did. And after the program, she had shared with me, like, I don't think I've had proper digestion my whole life. And finally, I'm seeing after doing this for 30 days that actually this is how it's supposed to be. And it has changed everything about her energy, about how she operates in the world and her life. So it just shows you little changes can go a long way.
Okay, so we're going to go into break and we'll come back shortly and continue. Thank you.
On Frank About Health, we're not just talking healthcare. We're managing disruption and innovation. Over the last 4 years, I've taken you from epilepsy and COVID to mental health, caregiving, and now the front lines of healthcare transformation. Stay tuned for a healthier future as we bring on the innovators, professionals, storytellers, and advocates who show you how to own your healthcare every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Ready to serve up success with a splash? Hi, I'm Bruce Kramer, a.k.a. the Corporate Cockroach.
I'm the Renaissance Woman, Angie Snowball.
And I'm your strategy doctor, Dr. Navtej Dasanjh, inviting you to serving up success with a splash.
Join us as we shake things up with real talk and real strategies centered around awareness, action, and accountability.
And yes, there really is a cocktail involved. Please join us and sip your way to success.
Serving up success with a splash, where wisdom meets happy hours. Cheers!
Cheers!
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to Beneath the Calm. Thank you once again for joining us today. And we have Julie Danilov talking about healthy living from inside out. And I'm so grateful that she has shared her expertise and her views and her experiences with the healthy living exercises or habits, whatever you want to call it. And Julie, going forward, how do you see the wellness future look like? And what are the small steps that you would recommend to our viewers or listeners?
I think that the future of well-being is in the palm of everybody's hands, because the vision of being well and having a fully expressed life is going to be different for each individual. And so I think the first step for people absolutely is self-awareness. Me, and how can I design my life in such a way that can create the possibility for me to be my most well, the most well version of myself. So when we can get the awareness, even if it's just pen to paper, I'm a big proponent of like write it down. But of course, if you are digital, that's fine. Put it on your tablet or whatever. But I'm constantly writing notes, because when it comes to the piece around our self-awareness, there's oftentimes a big blind spot for most of us, or several blind spots. And actually, that's part of what you do very well, Jacinta, is you're very good at helping. You've helped me and you've helped so many others just sort of unpack the blind spots, or sort of, you know, I'll glaze over something and you're like, what about that thing right there? You know? And so it's really helpful to have somebody in your life that you can talk that through with, so that you can have the chance to go, you know, further in your wellness journey, you know? So there's the self-awareness piece, and the clarity piece, right? So now I'm aware of what I'm going for. And now I'm clear also of what that looks like. You know, Anthony Robbins always says, you know, design your perfect day. Like, if you could have the perfect day, what does it look like? And no, it's not like, okay, I'm going to sit on the beach and like literally do nothing for the rest of my life. Okay. Maybe that is some people. That is the ultimate vision. And if that is, then that's totally okay. You can work towards that, right? But you got to get clear about what it is you want exactly, right? And so once we have the self-awareness piece, we are clear about what it is that we want. You know, some people might just want better sleep. Oh my gosh, you've gone for a decade and you haven't slept well. Okay, it's time to get some attention on that, right? Maybe you're somebody who is just not happy with their weight, and you're just carrying around the extra pounds. It hurts everything. It hurts your joints. It hurts your knees. It hurts your, like, whatever. And you're just done. Okay, you can work towards your ideal weight for your own body, right? So like all of those things. So self-awareness, then clarity. And then once you have the clarity, it's like, what are the steps? What is your actual plan to doing that? Because I love the saying, a dream is a goal. A goal is a dream with work boots on, right? A goal is a dream with work boots on, right? So it's like, you're going to put work boots to the dream, to the ultimate sort of what you're going towards. And I feel like that could resonate definitely with you as well, Jacinta.
So how would you address, I don't have time objection?
I feel like all of us get that objection in some form or another, right? So I don't have time to, and then fill in the blank. I think when we say I don't have time, what we're really saying is it's not my priority.
Yeah.
And that's the underlying current, I think, to that.
That's one of the things I think many people forget, that they themselves are the most important person that they need to take care of. They should be their own priority, and they should be investing in themselves, investing in their health. When they're well, they can do so much more, achieve so much more. So, Julie, would you mind sharing where people can reach you and how they can get involved or participate in your event, the Healthness Elevate Your Health event? And I would love to see more people because it's just an amazing event. I enjoy participating aside from facilitating, but that's why I'm willing to travel the distance.
I know you're so dedicated, Jacinta. You always come from so far, and we're so grateful for you. Oh my gosh. So to answer your question, so people can find me at Julie Danilov, either LinkedIn, Facebook, or Instagram, on all the platforms. Certainly you can always, those are the best places to reach me. Absolutely. And then as far as the events are concerned, you know, what I will say is anybody who would like to participate, oh my gosh, our community is always open and open arms to all who wishes to attend and join us. You know, when we treat our health and our well-being as the asset that it is, it's the one thing that when we get this right, it can appreciate over time and pay dividends in ways that we can never imagine. So whether that is attending and participating in community events like the one that we're talking about, or it's you're creating your own events. Maybe you're hearing this podcast from some other part of the world. You know, you don't have anything. What's stopping you from creating that community, right? Where you have people you can get together with and put this in motion? Because really, I believe that the more we can gather, the more that we can connect, the more that we can be around other people who have our health and well-being in mind. And theirs also, right? Because again, the influence helps us elevate as well. Then I think we can create a better world. You know, it's not lost on me at all that, you know, so many problems in the world is because of illness, whether mentally, physically, etc. And imagine if we could all look after ourselves in such a way that would help us be the best expression of ourselves. So definitely take action, you know, get clear, have self-awareness, get clarity, and then have a plan to make it happen. So, and I'm just so grateful, Jacinta, that we got to spend the time having this conversation today, because it's certainly something that is worth pause.
So I do have a question now. Like I said, I absolutely love being part of the event and also participating in the event. And I know it is in person, so obviously sometimes it's not easy for people to travel the distance, although I don't mind traveling the distance. But there are some people who may have a transportation issue. Do you think it's something that you can possibly consider doing hybrid?
Oh, yeah. You know what? I mean, absolutely. There's always that opportunity, right? Like, and you know me, Jacinta, I love events and I love finding new ways to help people access what it is that we do. So, yeah, we can absolutely have that conversation for sure.
And I'm so grateful to you for sharing your expertise. And also, I actually wanted to mention at one of the event that you guys had, was it using the silks? So do you think it's something that you guys can consider as part of a fitness program, like aside from the event itself?
Oh, I love it.
Is it something that you guys can consider offering?
You know what, Jacinta? We actually have a beginner aerials class on Sundays for adults at Circuit Workit. So we'll make sure that, you know, all the information so people can, we'll put the Circuit Workit website, we'll put the Cirque Revolution website, you know, we'll put all the things so in the notes so people can see. But yes, we absolutely have beginner aerial classes for adults who want to just come and join the circus.
Oh, that's nice. Because, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't mind trying, but I don't know how flexible I am.
We can help you do it in a safe way, Jacinta, for sure.
It's a hard one, but I think it's very Very good for body, right? As an exercise.
Absolutely. And your mind, because
Yeah.
usually people are like, I didn't think I could do that, right?
Yeah.
And so that's the other piece too, right? Mind-body connection, it's so powerful.
Okay, so I'd like to thank you and thank the listeners for being here. And I'm so happy that we got this opportunity to talk about healthy living and he health from inside out, because after all, we are not only just physical or the mental or the emotional, every part of us needs to be taken care of. So I'd like to thank all of you that has joined us today in this show, and I look forward to seeing you again next week. And until then, have a lovely week.
On Frank About Health, we're not just talking healthcare. We're managing disruption and innovation. Over the last 4 years, I've taken you from epilepsy and COVID to mental health, caregiving, and now the front lines of healthcare transformation. Stay tuned for a healthier future as we bring on the innovators, professionals, storytellers, and advocates who show you how to own your healthcare every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Hi, I'm Linda Marsanico. The A Train to Sedona is a memoir about my journey to love and compassion. It's also the name of my new broadcast on Wednesdays at 12 noon. When we are spiritual, we embrace possibilities and ideas, which strengthen our mind, body, spirit, health, and wisdom. On the A Train to Sedona broadcast, I plan to interview guests who embrace these expansive practices. Join us on Wednesdays at 12 noon on Talk Radio New York City.
Hey everybody, it's Tommy D, the Nonprofit Sector Connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant. And on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a high-achieving, growth-oriented leader? Are you interested in developing your authentic leadership while creating a healthy, inclusive workplace? Hi, I'm Dr. Mira Branku, host of The Hard Skills on talkradio.nyc at 5 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays, where we discuss how leaders develop the hard skills needed to make a greater impact. We interview experts, have live coaching, and tackle these challenges. Listen to The Hard Skills on Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.